Bantam Audio Publishing presents The Butcher's Theatre by Jonathan Kellerman. The Ford Escort ran a red light and sped northeast on Sultan Suleiman Road, hugging the perimeter of Jerusalem's old city. The promise of daybreak had been newly fulfilled by a fiery desert sun that rose steadily over the Mount of Olives, warming the morning, tossing splashes of copper and gold across the ashen city walls with the abandon of a painter gone mad. The escort rushed past Bedouin shepherds nudging their flocks towards the Friday livestock market, veiled women settling down with their baskets of produce for the bazaar at the entrance to the Damascus Gate, Hasidim in long black coats and white leggings walking towards the Jaffa Gate, hurrying to be in place at the western wall for the first Shaharit Minyan of the day. Under other circumstances, the driver of the escort would have noticed all this. But this morning, his mind was on other things. He turned the wheel and swung up towards the peak of Mount Scopus, the highest point in the city, the eye of Jerusalem, where the outrage had taken place. Flares and metal barriers had been laid across the road. As the escort was passed through, the driver surveyed the vehicles parked nearby, the mobile crime van, the transport van from the Abu Kabir pathology lab, a blue and white, a border patrol jeep, a Volvo 240 with police plates. Next to the Volvo stood Deputy Commander Laufer. The driver parked and got out of the car. He was a small, dark man, 37 years old. He wore simple clothes.